USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44. And pursuant to S.R.S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California, began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. The United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the fifth nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
While the nation is enthralled on a new Trump impeachment, some lawmakers in Washington are trying to get COVID relief to the American people. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The White House is continuing to urge lawmakers to get the proposed COVID-19 rescue plan to President Biden's desk. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said multiple business leaders and experts believe the rescue plan will get the economy to recover quicker than the current projections. Republicans think the $1.9 trillion price tag is too expensive. Republican Senator John Cornyn also saying,
we're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the number that the president has given us is an absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
In January, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said a plan will be available by late March. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
By a vote of 56 to 44, the Senate concluded it is constitutional to impeach President Trump. Impeachment manager Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Members of Congress, in the House anyway, were removing their congressional pins so they wouldn't be identified by the mob as they tried to escape the violence. Our new chaplain got up and said a prayer for us, and we were told to put our gas masks on. And then there was a sound I will never forget. The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. The most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump lawyer David Schoen.
It is an honor to appear in this historic hall of democracy, yet today that honor is tempered by an overriding feeling of grave concern. Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain. My overriding emotion is, frankly, wanting to cry for what I believe these proceedings will do to our great, so long-enduring, sacred Constitution and to the American people on both sides of the great divide that now characterizes our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.